Well, how do you like that? Live again. And aren't you glad?
Happy to be here.
Hello.
Johnny, good to
That's
see you.
That's all I had to say for the intro. I'm happy. Yeah. Happy to be here as always.
In a good
I don't
mood.
Know what I'm going to say.
Happy. I think we can safely say 2020 rocks.
Yeah.
And we're loving it. We're riding the wave.
Yep.
I'm feeling good about it.
Trying not to wipe out. Some people have wiped out in 2020.
Yeah.
Mega 64 continues to ride the wave. Are you a wave rider or are you a wiper? Ask yourself that.
Yeah.
There's two types of people in the world,
Wipers or
riders and wipers.
Wavers.
Or Whale Rider. That's a whale classic rider. Movie starring someone. I don't know
What's
their
whale
name.
Rider?
But there,
is that a movie?
There's someone in it. Yeah.
Is that a recent movie?
No, it was about 2002. I remember we got it when I worked at Blockbuster, and people raved about it. Oh, this little indie movie, Whale Rider, it's incredible.
What? Not Free Willy?
And they would tell me all the time, watch all the movies so that when people come in, you know about them. Watch all the movies.
Wait.
Yeah.
When you worked at Blockbuster, they gave you an order, watch all the movies.
Yeah, they were like, when we get new releases, guys, you got to be watching them.
Take them home.
Oh, you got to be watching the new releases. Yeah. Stay up to date.
Yeah, it was
okay.
All free. Free.
Sure.
We could take whatever. But I ain't got time to watch every new release that came out. Like, hey, here's Boat Trip. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Whale Rider was one that they were like, guys, this is one of those movies people have heard about. So... we're going to have a lot of copies, so be sure to watch that one. And I was like, no interest in watching this. Did we get Matrix Revolutions in yet?
Or people have heard about
what's
it.
Going on? So,
hi. I was wondering
if
you've heard of the film Whale Rider. Can I pick that up from you?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're sold out?
Hell no. But Matrix Revolutions is what you should be watching.
Yeah,
lady.
Or Attack of the Clones, whatever. But... anyway, so we had a lot of people come for that. And people would grill you about it. Like, what is this movie about?
Can surprising.
You
tell me?
And if you didn't know, they'd be like, you work here and you don't know? Stuff like that.
Surprising amount of Whale Rider snobs.
So Whale Rider. So I started to make it a game with myself where I would concoct the stories of these movies.
Oh, no.
And see if I could go for a long time.
Oh, God.
Whale Rider was where I was caught.
No way.
Because people would bring up, like, what's Boat Trip? Oh, it's just wacky, Cuba Gooding Jr. He didn't mean to go on this cruise, and now he's on the cruise. I could just go. But Whale Rider was one where I didn't know what it was about. And they were like, someone was like, I heard this was good. Tell me about it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Man, these whales are in a lot of trouble, just pollution and all that. and really, it's just a case of, like, this girl... can't believe that the adults don't care about the whales. Jesus. And so
like
she
Greta.
Tries to do a song for the whales that bring them peace.
You're like a boss's nightmare.
And she was like, she was like,
business this way.
Making
she was like, oh, you like this movie?
Oh,
I was like, yeah. She's like, this doesn't sound, my son told me all about it. This doesn't sound anything like it.
Busted. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I watch a lot of movies. I could be blending some in. And she's like, yeah, because I don't think it's, I don't even know if there's actually a whale in this movie.
What?
Yeah. Oh, there isn't? Yeah. Not according to my son. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's about her culture. I don't think there's, and I'm just like, I might be thinking of, Free Willy I have over here. And I must be, I mean, she was like trying to like, why don't you tell me more of the story?
She was
like,
early
are you
Karen.
An undercover chopper? Or
yeah,
what?
She was a secret chopper. Yeah.
It might have been. I don't know. But
on behalf of the Whale Rider, they got reports at the studio that somebody was just making up the story to Whale Rider. So they had to send a secret shopper into the one location where the most reports were coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, and they found the culprit.
Yeah, so I was feeding disinformation about Whale Rider to the American public, and I apologize. I'm still trying to pay respect and pay penance.
I remember when you worked at that establishment, sometimes the bosses would, come down on you for breaking the rules. Did anybody ever catch you, or did Whale Rider get reported to the higher-ups?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think that was a situation. I did... I did break a lot of rules there. Like, I played Game Boy Advance in the back because we had one of the biggest.
Sure.
We had one of the biggest.
You were a teenager.
What's that?
You were a teenager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had one of the biggest Blockbuster stores, so I could kind of hide in the back. They would send me out to go talk to people, and then they couldn't see me from the front counter. And they're busy at the register. They don't see me, so I'd be playing, like, WarioWare in the back. And then they had a we would do a weekly conference call. I was what they called active seller, which was someone who would walk around the show floor. I wouldn't work register. I would walk around and just talk with people. Oh, you'll really enjoy that movie.
Let's be honest. Yeah. This is like the big shot job at the video store.
Sure.
This is the guy. This is like the free agent. This is like the James Bond. This isn't like a soldier. This is like a commando. You go on your own. Here's your mission. You're unsupervised.
I think it was more just I was the only person at that place that could or wanted to talk to people.
Seriously.
I didn't want to work the register. So, yeah, so I would walk around. And so I did that. And then for a while, they were like, you know what, Rocco? I think what we have a lot of luck with is when other active sellers at the other stores all talk and see what works best for them. So we're going to do a conference call every Friday where you'll talk about what's working and what's not. We did that for, I think, 3 weeks. And then on the third one, it was like, yeah, doesn't seem like anyone here wants to do these calls. It was like it was like after a couple weeks, you know, each one had like 10 or 12 people. The last one had like two. And it was just me and one other person. They were like, it doesn't seem like anyone else wants to do this. So I think we're going to stop doing these conference calls. But I would come in and the manager didn't get the memo that the conference calls ended. So I would come in on Fridays and she'd be like, Rocco, you have a conference call in like 2 minutes. You need to go into the back office and do your call. And it was like, what? So what I would do is I would put, I don't know if this number still exists. It's a public business, so I'm going to give the number. I've said on this podcast before, I deserve to work for the CIA because of the stuff I would figure out. I'm telling you, I'm putting cheating on my Spanish test with labeling parts of a car with my camera watch. I should have
CIA
worked
entrance exam can't be much more complicated than that.
Yeah. Oh, the stuff I would figure out couldn't have been. Anyway, I remember back in school there was an anti-drug hotline, 1-800-HI-WALL-E. Oh, and you would call them and it would be a bear. Hello, 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 friends. It's me, Wally Bear. And he would tell you not to do drugs, and it would go on for an hour.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
With different characters and
can
stuff like that.
Can we pause real quick? This is a great story.
This is a public service.
The idea that you want to do drugs and you're going to call up this phone number and a recording of a bear is going to talk to you. Like, oh, glad I didn't light that joint, because I just wouldn't be able to follow this conversation with this recording of a bear.
Guys.
Not even a person like, hey, what's going on? Are you struggling with your addiction? Just a recording of a bear. Hello, hello, hello. Don't smoke those drugs, kids.
Chris.
I have a story for you. Like, now, click.
Chris.
Light
Chris.
It up.
Yeah. Chris, I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you put the ketamine away for 1 second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, let me put this on speakerphone. Just hear what they have to say. Hi, this is Wally's friend, Timmy the Turtle.
Go down to the methadone clinic. Just put it on the PA system. Listen to this, guys.
Problem solved.
You don't need drugs. Anyways.
There was a Wally Bear NES game, too. So they went serious
collab.
On this. And
they were really tackling
it was Wally Bear and the No Gang, and they would fight drugs. Anyway.
They really didn't fuck around with the drug problem.
They didn't. Anyway, so I would go into the back conference room and I would die. I realized they think I'm doing a conference call. What do I do? So I would call that number and let it sit on that for an hour.
And just talk to the bear.
And because at the front desk, they could see that line one was being used. You know, it wouldn't time out. It would just play Wally Bear all for an hour. And yet, dude, I would play Game Boy Advance. I'd beat like fucking Final Fantasy. I would like play all kinds of games for an hour and get paid for it. And then I'd come out like, yeah, we got a lot of good tips. I must have done that for almost a year. Like I did that every week.
What made you stop?
Because someone at the end, it was around Christmas. Someone was like, hey, we had a different manager come in. Hey, they said you need to go tonight for your conference call, but no one at the other stores is talking about that. I don't think they're doing them anymore. And I was like, oh really? Because, the last few. I've been trying to get people on the line, and they're just not giving me the time of day.
Sparse.
And I thought I was going to get in worse trouble. Like, yeah. You haven't been, like, you've been faking this all year. But no, it was just like,
you played it off.
The last couple of weeks, I sat back there, and I just got silence. I got to tell you, these other guys are just not willing to share. And they just went, that's okay. So I did that. I wore a Midnight Club 2 shirt that I was only supposed to wear for a week, and I wore it all year.
Your bosses either really like you or are really dumb.
Yeah, I think it was a little of both. They just thought, like, he's nice. He's not. Don't worry about him.
This story reminds me of there was a trailer for the new James Bond, No Time to Die. And there was a, I don't know who the actress is. She plays like a Russian honeypot, you know, where they try to get information by coming on to James Bond or doing some sex stuff. And like her pimp or whatever, her handler sends her in to go get James Bond. She's in there forever. And he knows she's in there because the light's blinking, but then he picks up the phone. Oh. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh.
It's Wally Bear. He kicks in, and it's not even James Bond in there. She's playing a Game Boy.
My God.
Rocco said he does CIA shit, and it's true because that is how the spies do it.
Hey,
fool your superior.
Adapt, wait, close up on me?
Yeah.
Adapt, improvise. Prevail.
That's Wally's code.
AIP. Ape.
Gets you into the CIA.
Yeah. So you know, major spy shit going on.
Bears are good at preventing forest fires. They're also good at getting you into the government work.
In the 90s, the government put all their heavy lifting and education responsibility on these talking bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why so many bears? And then you had Scruff McGruff, the giant freakish dog.
Crime dog.
Yeah.
Was he a blood?
Wasn't there a horrible story? Would you say crime dog? Came out about Scruff McGruff?
I think so.
What was like the horrible story? He did the most drugs of anyone after all or something?
The guy, the like voice actor?
There was some twist where he ended up doing the most drugs.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
And take a bite out of crime.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I
Here's
remember
a twist. You're not going to believe. I do more drugs than you.
Theme song. Okay, just through repetition and jingles, how many addresses of fictional characters do we know? Scruff, McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. And then, write to me, Stick, Stickley, P.O. Box, 963, New York City, New York State, 10108. Yeah.
What is that? Stickley,
dude. Come on. You don't know who Stickley is?
I don't know what that is. I think I'm too young for all that. I think that was before.
This was like 1990.
Nah, not ringing any bells.
It's a 96.
I'm more like a Shrek guy.
Bro, I'm 21 and I remember SpongeBob that. All I'm saying is, you know, and I am 20.
Johnny.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Johnny,
you're the only person here.
Yeah, right? Where's Sean?
Do you remember Stick Stickley?
What, is that the guy from Nickelodeon? The little
Stick?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Stick Stickley.
Yeah, he was dang, cool.
You're older than me.
Oh, shit, I'm in the mall.
What did you like better, Stick Stickley or Face? From Nick Jr.
I hated Face.
Okay, good. That was a test. I want to see if you were a cop.
Okay, cool.
Cops love Face.
I wanted to.
Cops,
oh my God.
Fucking love Face. Louder for the people in the back. Well, freeze, motherfucker! Coming up next, you're getting fucking arrested. On Nick Jr. Stop resisting.
It looks like police brutality. Coming up next after Eureka's Castle.
Paw Patrol.
Bang, bang. Anyway.
You have the right to remain silent, so shut the fuck up.
Get out of your face.
Beep, beep. Sorry, we took that too far.
I hate that face. I'm sorry. I wanted him to be like the last boss of Nick Jr. Like, all right, all you kids have grown up. Now you have to kill me. And then they had to like do some. They released some game like Chex Quest. Only
they should do like They have Nick Jr., they have Nickelodeon. They need, like, grown-up Nick.
Nick at Night.
Nick at Night. Well, even beyond worse. That, like, Nick Triple X.
Nick...
and then it's
real
poor. It's, you know, it's Triple X rated.
Yeah.
You've seen face, now you see the rest of the body.
Yeah.
Johnny... Dick. Come on, guy.
Sorry.
Did you hear there was some trouble lately about, like, parents were majorly complaining in mass about Adult Swim? Like,
no.
Look at the adult material they've got on here. This is the same channel as Cartoon Network.
Did they just realize?
It's like, it's been 20 years.
Yeah. After 10 p.m.
Where have you been?
Yeah, who are these parents? Were they not teenagers?
Yeah.
20 years ago, watching Adult Swim?
Also, are your kids up at 1 in the morning, or what's happening there? 12:30? Are they watching cable?
I think if you become aware of a programming block 20 years after it was created, then it's too late to complain.
Yeah.
You know, it's been around.
Yeah. You had a solid 2 decades to get your voice in there.
I just can't believe this show with this character, Bart Simpson, disrespectful.
He's doing prank calls?
You know?
What if my little Johnny goes out and runs the phone bill up?
He's a little bit of a bad influence, I think.
Yeah. I gotta agree.
Ryan, oh, Johnny.
Whoa. God damn it.
Johnny, what happened?
Oh, man.
Johnny, why are you... why did you decide to do that, Johnny?
I don't know. I must be having a puberty again.
Yeah, Sean never does that when he's here.
No.
Yeah.
Here, let me put you back.
Can you make me big again?
Please.
Johnny, why are you replacing Sean tonight?
Johnny, what are you doing? What's
your
plan?
Let us know. What's up?
I showed up. You guys were like, Sean's not here. Do you want to fill his spot?
Okay.
And I said,
so you just deflect.
I took some Claritin. I'm kind of sleepy.
Okay.
And you guys are like, allergies you're like, you too. It's okay. I could just laugh at y'all's jokes.
The point is, you know, we talked on here about Sean was in Hell Month for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But it ended. We're out of Hell Month. We're in October.
He's doing great.
But I'm hearing rumors Hell Month.
Oh.
Leaked out.
It's like when the
spreading.
Punxsutawney Phil sees a shadow.
Yeah.
Another month of hell.
Yeah.
For Sean.
One of Sean's kids went outside and saw their shadow.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, hell month.
It's not good.
Continues.
So Sean's in the thick of it.
Yeah. So he's in the thick of that right now. But I'm excited because without Sean here, we can officially make this. If this is okay, we didn't talk about this beforehand, so I'm running this by you guys.
I'm getting scared. I don't know what you're about to announce.
We can officially make this the anti-sports episode of our podcast.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
What about wrestling, though?
What about extreme sports? Yeah, like wrestling.
Baseball. I guess the Padres are doing good. San Diego Padres are doing good. Baseball or something.
Okay.
I don't know, because I'm not a loser.
Yeah.
Something.
Oh, see, you couldn't say that if he was here. You never would. You wouldn't even dream of it.
I've seen a lot of activity on my friend's social media. Particularly Eric Bedour, Brian Abushakra, and Sean Chatfield.
I think they're in the playoffs or something. Or no,
something
not the playoffs.
Good
the
is happening.
Postseason or whatever.
Yeah, we're in the playoffs.
Oh, playoffs. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We're in the division championship against the Dodgers coming this week. So we advanced to the second round.
So they won a game the other night, and then on Twitter I'm seeing videos of crowds of people downtown like rioting, like driving around and honking their horn, and there's crowds in the street. I'm like, cool, yeah, good. This is really good.
R word's a little heavy.
I mean,
rioting.
Whatever you want to fucking call it. They're all in the street.
I mean, you know.
They were looting. They were rioting.
I didn't say that.
Celebrating.
They were.
Sports win.
They were.
That is
breaking
such bullshit.
And entering.
Was it as bad as certain Canadian celebrations where they go out and like flip cars and stuff for a hockey team? I don't think there were any cars
flipped.
I don't
think that should be done for any sport.
No,
like,
of course not. No violence. But,
no, but
I didn't see any violence.
But you can't stay home and be stoked.
Yeah.
We are in a
pandemic. I
don't
get it. Everyone's in the street like they need to, no, I have to do this. I have to run out here. What the hell is that?
They are all feeling the same emotion, the same joy.
So I want to throw this out there. I'm so sorry. All you kids out there who are into anime and you go to conventions, and maybe you forget your deodorant and you're just a pain to be around. Listen. You've been unfairly harped on because I would way rather have a million of these kids than the sports shit. These guys running in the street got a honk a horn. I got a honk a horn. My team won. I got a honk a horn. I gotta mess with people's cars. I'd way rather have a kid who didn't know he stinks than someone who knows they're fucking up a car.
I love how mad you get when you hear your neighbors like going, "Woo, yeah!" Like in the surrounding neighborhood.
I just can't stand this shit. I just like what, like be excited. No, I don't care if someone's at home and they're excited. But why are you in the streets now? You're we gotta get in the streets. We gotta throw shit and knock shit over because our sports team won.
What?
Listen,
what got knocked over?
You know, I don't know if I agree with you necessarily, Rocco, because we're comparing sports fans to anime fans. I just feel like anime fans should get just as excited.
Yeah.
Right? When end of Evangelion. Evangelion. Yeah, I said it.
4.0.
I was pronouncing it the right
way. And the angels are defeated. Go out, start burning shit.
Yeah.
You're an anime fan. Why is a Padre game any more of a license to have fun than a badass anime?
The angels win in sports. The angels lose in anime. What does it matter? Let's
explain
that
to me. In Death Note, when they catch the guy, we're going to fucking riot.
Yep.
Because it's party time.
Yep.
What's the difference? There shouldn't be one. That's what I say. Yeah. I say equality.
So there you have it.
Sports and
one way or the equally that's excited. Fine. One way or the other. It's just we got to balance the playing field. I'm telling you.
The way it stands now, it's totally out of balance. Sports fans can get crazy whenever they want, whenever their team wins. When do I have that license? You know? Neo kicks Agent Smith's ass at the end of the Matrix. I want to go break some windows. Yeah. I'm so fucking excited.
Oh, Matrix 4. I'm going to look like all those Padres fans in the street. Let me tell you. Yeah. I'm going to see that.
The end of Matrix 4, don't be near that theater. Yeah. I'm coming out swinging.
The Merovingian came back.
With your trench coat.
I've got this stuff on fire.
Whoa.
What
stuff? I'm juggling torches and shit.
I want to know when it is appropriate to kind of have that. What if like as a, you know, entire planet we defeated an alien race that was trying to invade? Would it be appropriate?
Then it's a given. Yeah,
okay,
then.
So now step it back down. Like when, like there's levels to this, right? So where is your cutoff? Like for real, like Final Fantasy Part 2 is released. Should we be out in the street?
No, come on.
For what? So you're saying at what point is it like?
Where's the cutoff for Rocco? Because he does not like the sports fan out there.
At what point is it okay to go out and like light a car on fire and flip it over, even though you're not angry?
Not happening in San Diego.
Yeah, that it should be said.
That's not happening in San Diego. We're talking about sports rioting,
but
right?
It's a block that is primarily sports bars, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are fucking lit and they're happy.
Did you see that video, Garrett?
I did see the video.
Every high five like made me shudder. Like just thinking about how they're all touching each other. I was like, oh fuck.
They're all missing. See?
Legitimately, I'm joking around, but I did see that video and I was like, man, these people are really wasted. So many drunk people in the street just clamoring on strangers, climbing on each other's cars. Yeah. Being drunk as fuck. I think some of them were so drunk they actually thought they were Padres.
That was,
you know,
that was definitely the inappropriate part of the video that I saw. Was like, wow, no social distancing here. But
that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, where are we allowed? What if we like? I don't know. What if we like get free Wi-Fi in San Diego? Can we all run outside and like 5G?
I don't know. We're all capable of being cool and civilized.
Sometimes you just get overwhelmed.
Coronavirus is cured unanimously all over the world.
Yeah. Is that allowed then?
If someone,
then run out and high five everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Vaccine, then we're allowed to act that way.
Well, no.
Shit.
Because then, you know, that 2 years until you get it.
Oh.
Got to roll it out.
Hey, that brings up a serious point, and I just wanted to take a minute to, I know this is not something we normally do on this podcast, but I just wanted to take maybe a minute and just kind of sit in prayer. About those affected in the White House.
Oh, gosh. Oh. You know what? I'm actually pissed off about this.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Can we get Garrett on?
Yeah.
This is... It's a...
Sorry. Oh, dude.
It's a tribute.
You know what? Suddenly...
This is like SNL.
The sickos on the left, the Democrats, even including the ones in this room,
uh-oh,
are pro-coronavirus.
Oh, no, I thought we were having a moment of silence. So I
Garrett
do
was
tribute.
Yeah, oh, I talked all through your push-ups.
Shit. Oh,
but that's fine because it was words of wisdom. Again. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Yeah,
That's
good.
But yeah, anyway, I think that concludes our tribute. Thanks. I think that was pretty good. Did anyone catch the SNL premiere?
No. No, was it good?
That was good too. They did a kind of a silent tribute to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Johnny told me about that. Kind of sounded funny. Hilarious.
They did
it's a sketch comedy show.
Oh,
right?
Hold on, I don't want to spoil. Well, I'll say it. Trump versus Biden.
What
debate?
Really?
Just kind of funny to think about.
That's wild.
It's what they do. It's SNL.
And I'm just trying to think.
You know what
of
I
what
hate legitimately? How do I phrase this? Because this is a real topic. All jokes aside. This is going to sound lame, but people who aren't funny, who think they're funny, and who don't get that they're not funny, but I'm talking about a very special subgroup within that realm, and it's the whole like worshiping intelligent people is funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, look at my action figure of Albert Einstein.
I love science. I fucking love science.
You know, like, I got an action figure of this smart guy.
Like that?
Or, like, the poster of him sticking his tongue out in a door.
Yeah, but like, that's the whole joke. Like, man, you got an action figure of a badass soldier. Here's my badass.
Yeah.
It's Albert Einstein. And it's like, yeah. Do you really play with that? I don't know. Like, am I supposed to laugh at this?
No, I see that a lot. That's weird.
That is like, it's a joke that's not, it's an anti-joke. I don't know. I just feel like all of that is a special brand of sense of humor that I can't stand, that I hate.
Yeah,
a real topic. It's hard to verbalize what's going on here, but you know what I mean.
Do that. They do that with RBG.
They do. That's why I'm bringing it up, because she has action figures, and that whole tribute was like, I'm dressed up like her.
Yeah, and I've seen, and they do the things that's like notorious RBG, and they put a crown on her. Yeah. But it's like, I don't.
It's the same thing with Einstein.
I just don't get it.
It's like this person's so smart. This person's contributed so much to society, humanity. Yeah.
Because this is not like an anti RBG thing at all.
I'm not anti Albert Einstein.
We're not anti any of these people.
I'm anti the sense of humor that worships these people. Yeah. Like, right?
Yeah. I'm always just like, you put a crown on her. Does she like that? Is she? I don't know. It's just like not a. I don't know. It's not funny.
You guys ever aware of that? Does it ever like?
It's like basic bitch Betty White worship, you know? It's like, oh, Betty White's so old. Remember on Golden Girls? Now she's old and we've cast her.
Honestly, I feel like Betty White falls into this category.
Yeah.
This is a whole, like, unspoken, shitty genre of humor and comedy.
What's the joke?
Now
she's old?
Let me take it a step further.
I'm calling it out.
Because I'm actually analyzing. I'm not giving an opinion.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
Does this include, like, Bill Murray worship?
Yes.
You know what? Exactly. Bill Murray is sliding into this genre of comedy where he's not actually doing anything that's that funny or even trying to be funny, but the worship of him is the joke.
And again, this is not an anti-Bill Murray. Bill Murray.
I like Bill Murray,
but it's when
he doesn't want this to happen.
But like, they'll just put his picture on something or they'll do a funny thing with it, and it's like, that's the joke?
If it's, if they take a person and they take a serious photo of them, and then they just, like, Photoshop sunglasses on them, or, like, a chain.
That's interesting.
And then they just wear that photo on a shirt, and that's the joke.
Yeah. There was someone I know that would always just send me, you know, sometimes you're talking with people on Messenger, they send you a funny reaction image to something.
I love it. It happens. Love it.
But there was someone that would just send me pictures of Nicolas Cage, and they weren't even funny pictures of him. It was just him, like,
random.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
So there's a Venn diagram here. There's a spectrum. Nicolas Cage is kind of moving. He's related to this, but also he's not an important figure in history.
He didn't
contribute to society as much as these other people. So he's definitely in that, haha, look at this.
Yeah.
But
and that was a long time ago too. That's not necessarily
there's something
now,
legitimate but. Funny to Nicolas Cage when you look at his performances in some of those movies. I don't know. We don't have to harp on this. I guess email us.
It's just an interesting.
Yeah, if you want to expand on this theory, let's try to pin down what is this type of humor and why do I hate it so much? I don't know. I can't even verbalize. I mean, I like Albert Einstein.
Yeah, I'm a big Einstein nut, personally.
I'm fucking psycho for Einstein, actually. I love the guy.
Hey, Derek, I got something for you.
What? I can't see what you... What do you... Johnny's in the way. Oh.
Sticking his tongue out.
I'm like Albert.
Speaking of Bill Murray, do you guys want to talk about Rick Moranis?
God. Why'd you have to bring that up, dude?
What happened to Rick Moranis?
I'm trying to cheer Derek up.
What happened to Rick Moranis?
I'm trying to cheer Derek up.
He got decked out.
I was so upset this
out.
Week.
He got...
This is fun.
What happened, Rick Moranis?
He got beat up. Did you not hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Oh, really?
He was walking...
I didn't hear about this.
...in New York, and some dude attacked him.
Why the fuck would...
Remember I told you the violence is getting crazy out of hand in New York?
What the fuck?
And people are moving out?
Did you really not hear about this?
I haven't heard about it. I'm speechless.
There's video of it.
Yeah, he was standing on the sidewalk and a dude just walked up and cold just decked him.
Wait. How do we know Rick Moranis wasn't starting shit?
Yeah. He could have said something under the mask.
Wait a second.
In the video, the dude literally just, it's a drive-by punch.
No, I know. The sweetest old man you could possibly imagine.
He's always starring shit.
The best response I saw to it was our friend Mauricio at Rockin' Pins.
Yeah.
Immediately when it happened, the fastest response to it, he was the first person I saw that even posts about it. He immediately, all caps, shrink that motherfucker. I mean, couldn't have been said better. But anyway, dude, that I didn't expect that to affect me as much.
Oh yeah,
and it blew my mind. I was taking a step back later that night, and I was looking at Twitter, and I was just like, I never would have thought. What a mind blowing thought that in 2020, if you told me in the past, yo, in the year 2020. There's a viral pandemic, and the president got it. Health unknown, and the same day, Rick Moranis was attacked, and your entire timeline will be talking about Rick Moranis and not the president. All my followers was like, "Is Rick okay? Is Rick okay?" Yeah. I'm like, "Wow, this is at the same time as the president, being harmed," and my timeline was blowing up about Rick Moranis.
If this goes on, the worship of Rick Moranis could lead us into that realm where he is—he's in the Betty White, RBG. Uh-oh. Nick Cage.
Oh, we don't want that to happen. So we want Rick to be okay, but we don't want him to become mean.
Well, nobody punched Betty White in the face. So
I'll do it.
Let's not compare apples to oranges here.
Apples to oranges.
I hate Golden Girls.
Johnny, why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Johnny,
I'm on Fiverr.
Johnny, you sicko.
Email me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying.
It's funny.
I knocked Tebow over. I want to apologize to everyone. Can you get a close up on that?
Timeline
cleanse. I got Tebow today.
Derek, we need a timeline cleanse.
Can we focus the fucking lens? Sorry. I just want a professional show, and I'm trying to show Tebow, and I feel like there's no respect, honestly.
Now I know why Sean
Anyway, I got Tebow, and I'm sorry. I did fall over, and I apologize.
Can we not talk about fucking Tebow anymore?
Sean hates when we talk about Tim Tebow.
No, but...
nobody gives a shit.
Sean does hate that. But
my...
Yeah.
Grandpa got punched in the face in New York, just like Rick Moranis.
Really?
In New York?
Yeah. I don't know if we're still talking about punching Rick Moranis in the face, or if we moved on to Tebow. I don't know. Is it okay to talk about?
Yeah, I didn't want to go into Tebow.
Happened to my grandpa. He lived in New York. My whole family lived in New York before my parents moved out to San Diego.
Yeah.
And when I was living in San Diego as a kid, my grandpa was still living in New York. So this is probably like the late 90s, 97, 98. And he was on an elevator in his apartment and the doors open. And they said some dude just punched my grandpa in the face.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And then I want to say the guy maybe tried to take his watch off his wrist or some shit. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember as a kid feeling like somebody punched my grandpa.
Damn, man.
But then thinking also like, well... That's New York City for you.
Yeah. Well,
New York City's rough town.
Johnny lived on those mean streets for a while.
You know, and I think it should be said, too, times are tough in America.
Yeah.
And when times are tough, desperate times, people do crazy, desperate things. So,
The dude who hit Moranis wasn't even like an attempted robbery. The dude just wailed it like
just
one
angry,
hit and
angry
one
person.
Bounced.
Angry like person, somebody out. Going through some mental stuff.
Off their
clearly.
Meds, who knows?
Somebody unstable.
You ever see shit like that?
Stay safe out there, everybody. What?
Damn. Johnny, when you were there, do you ever see any random acts of violence?
Yeah.
I mean, feel like whenever we visit a big city, like even during PAX and stuff, we'll be downtown Seattle.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'll see someone get swung on and go, oh, fuck. All right. Yeah.
I saw during like Gay Pride, I saw this woman, like she was dancing on the subway and some old guy told her to shut the fuck up. And so threw McDonald's at him.
As one does.
He like stood up to like flex, and then she went boom, boom, just like two hits, and
nice.
He was on the ground like bleeding. There's McDonald's all over the floor.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
In the subway car?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was wild.
Man.
There was
where
like,
were the Guardian Angels?
The
they didn't.
What?
Guardian Angels don't patrol anymore.
That's so long ago. I don't think they're around anymore.
I got a beret. I want to join.
I think that was the 70s. Maybe they'll come back now. Yeah. Rick Moranis will bring him back.
Dude.
Yeah, defend Rick.
I came out of my house the other day.
Oh, dude.
I'm moving, by the way, so I could tell this story now. Where I currently live is next to like an alleyway, next to like a parking lot, restaurant stuff. Anyways, I came out of my house the other day, and across from the alleyway in the parking lot on the other side was a naked guy taking a shit. Was a naked guy.
Wait, no,
with like
clothes?
A Tupperware bucket. Up to his ass. I walk out my back door with my girlfriend behind me. I open the door and I'm like, yeah, let's go. We're going to go like this. I don't even remember where we're fucking going. I walk out. I see this guy. I'm like, oh, I shut the door and I go back into my house and I can't even say, I can't even verbalize stuff. And my girlfriend's like right behind me. She just walks right out the door. Beep, beep. And she's gone. And I'm like, is she not coming back in? I know she saw what I saw. So then I walk out there afterwards, and like I'm looking out of the corner of my eye, and yeah, the guy's naked. The guy's bending over, just blasting ass.
No shirt on.
Into this thing. And then I think he sees me. He must. I don't know, because I'm not really looking at him, but he must see me. Because he starts singing a fucking song. He's taking a shit, just going like, like he's trying to make it casual, like maybe, you know, this is awkward, and but music would make it better.
That's how I should.
So we're talking about New York being crazy, but San Diego's getting fucking crazy too. Yeah. Can I just say I'm ready to move.
Wow. It's so funny you mention that, because no joke, I'm really not kidding.
Yeah.
I was here late couple days ago.
Yeah.
And thought, yeah, I need to get like a burrito or something. I was just hungry. I went to go get one and the place closed early. Their hours posted everywhere are one thing, but because of what's going on, I guess they have limited hours. That was not posted anywhere. So I go into the drive-thru, and they're like, oh, yeah, we actually closed. It's like, oh, cool.
Very
thanks.
Chipper.
So now I'm, like, backing out of the drive, you know,
oh,
whatever.
Shit, yeah.
And I'm parked there like, do I go somewhere else or do I just bail? I don't know. And as I'm doing that, a guy is taking a shit in the parking lot right next to me. I was like, oh, you're just, why is this guy, because I thought he was doing that cool, you know, some guys do that cool, like, squatting, smoking a cigarette thing.
I like that.
You know, like, in Japan, you're like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny.
Johnny, don't take a shit, please. Yeah.
So you're just like that.
Yeah, you're just hanging
squatting.
Out. That's
classic
like how we
squat.
Chill on the street corner.
I thought
corner.
It was that, but
actually,
no,
yeah,
he was shitting next
down,
to my
but...
car. What's that?
No, what?
Oh, no, that was it.
Was he
was your appetite?
A homed man or a homeless man?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Did he have long brown hair?
He did.
Same guy.
It's nearby.
Dude, I really wonder.
Same guy.
It's nearby.
It might have been.
Skinny guy, long brown hair.
Yeah.
Maybe
notorious.
Not. Maybe didn't have a shirt on. Maybe had
no
clothes.
Closed.
On.
I mean, he was clothed.
I like how clothes. He took all his clothes off for Derek. So.
I don't know why. Maybe he had shoes on.
You
I didn't
said
see
into Tupperware though, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So it was like
no, mine was just on the parking
it
lot.
It looked like, you know, something from a restaurant. Like it was a bucket, ew. But it was like a translucent white
doggy
Tupperware
bag.
Bucket.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
if you've ever
courteous.
Worked at a pizza place, you might store your sauce in there after you make it.
Ew.
Yeah,
store the sauce.
Or if store you're a homeless guy on the street, you might store your sauce in there after you make it.
Might store a sausage or two. Yeah.
Maybe he's got to bring a stool sample back to the hospital for some kind of testing or something.
Maybe a COVID test.
You know, honestly, I thought too. After to get like real about it, after that happened, I kind of laughed at my situation and at his situation. But I felt bad, and it was legitimately like somebody should fucking help that guy. Not me. Not me.
I thought that's what Starbucks
But like the government, like our government leaders, I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about like the city of San Diego on a city basis.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if somebody helped that guy, used our taxes. I feel like if I didn't have people taking a shit next door to my house, the world would be a better place.
Starbucks bathroom can cure some of these problems. But I think, you know, there's definitely some societal reach could be a little
whatever better. whatever the cure is, it's going to cost money. It's at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. I'm saying let's throw a couple bucks towards solving the people shitting on the street problem. Yeah. You know, if you don't solve people shitting on the street, and this happened in San Diego 2 years ago, we had like a shitting on the street epidemic here in San Diego.
So many
people shitting on the street. They had to close down restaurants because of an ongoing hepatitis outbreak that was like rampant through the city.
I forgot.
They said
about
people
that.
Were stepping on the feces and then tracking it into businesses, and then people would go into the businesses and contract hepatitis from like breathing it in.
A couple years ago.
Where that Padres celebration video took place is where this was going on.
So this isn't honestly, like
too much shitting in the
streets. Isn't like a bleeding heart, like, oh, we're just going to help these people. What do we get out of it? Yeah, locally, I'll tell you what you get out of it.
Yeah.
We need to do better.
Poo-poo-free city.
Yeah, no poo-poo stains.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. How many times have you shit outside?
Years. Legitimately, well, I distinctly will never forget sixth grade camp.
One.
And probably more than that, but at least once.
I never did a sixth grade camp, and they gave us the whole rundown on how to do it on our like day long hike.
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't voluntary.
I hold it. I'm good.
It wasn't a class. It was a special event for me. I was on like a 6 hour hike, and I was about to shit my pants.
Yeah,
I've told this story many years ago. I'll retell it quickly. They brought us to a part of the hike where they're like, now you little 10-year-olds are going to have fun. We call this the Indian roller coaster. It's the steepest hill on the hike, but it goes down and then it goes right back up. So the best way to do is just run full speed. And I'm like sweating like I'm going to shit so hard. Like, counselor, I can't do the Indian roller coaster. I'm sixth grade. I'm overweight.
Yeah.
I'm insecure. All the other kids start making fun of me. This guy's too fat to do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not too fat. I'm just going to shit my pants if I do. I told the counselor, he's like, okay, you guys go ahead. And then out in the woods, I went. So that was my story. He did the same thing. He gave me the rundown. He's like, this is what you do. Here's your pack. And now off you go. And
be gone with you.
Dude, seriously, I just hiked into the wilderness. That was the most alone I've ever been in my life.
Damn.
Yeah, that was like, you know, Bear Grylls style Survivor Man.
It smells so much worse.
Yeah.
Oh, outside. You know what I remember? I remember doing the deed and almost like instantly flies everywhere. I just remember thinking like, where the fuck did all these guys come from?
You see nature in motion.
You
man.
Do. And I wasn't there. You know, that just motivated me to get the hell out of there as quickly as possible. Yeah. It was an emergency situation. It wasn't graceful. It wasn't fun. But we got the job done. Yeah. And I was riding that Indian roller coaster in no time. Let me tell you.
Wow. I think just once for me.
I've never shit outside.
Nothing. You hang out at the mall all the time.
Well,
so
Johnny,
you're
from the
there.
East Coast. You're not really an outdoorsy type. You're a big city boy.
Yeah, I've had some
city
brushes,
slicker.
Though. I've had some brushes with disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the worst place you've ever had to shit, Johnny?
Worst place I've ever had to shit? I don't know.
You know, you don't retain such fond memories?
Probably when we saw Tenet, when I had to shit the drive-in. That was fucking
well, that's not
that
fun.
Bad?
That was two
that
weeks
was
ago. That's I already heard that story.
Yeah.
I imagine that was a bad bathroom.
Yeah, that bathroom was disgusting. Also, mid-pandemic, not a fun time.
When you hung out at the mall, was there like a special place where you knew, like top floor next to the Pan Express? It was like...
I was going to tell a story where I almost like had to shit myself on the subway. Do you guys want to hear that?
Yeah.
Why not?
This odyssey that I had to go through.
Do they have stations? Like,
no.
Bathrooms in the station?
I hit the point where it was like above ground.
Let me ask you a question, by the way. I legit don't know. I think I know the answer. Do they have public bathrooms in the New York subways?
Yeah, I don't know this either.
They do at some stations, but it's like horrendously disgusting.
That's my follow. What is the situation like?
Oh yeah, because Derek, of course, one of the best scenes in a movie. We saw it all together in Nick and Nora's ultimate playlist.
Oh, yeah. Grand Central.
Yeah, there's a toilet full of barf and she drops her gum into it and still gets it out and chews it.
We're talking about homeless people. New York City has the largest homeless population in all of America by far and away. So I can only imagine what the public bathrooms look like on the subways.
Anyway, so
That day I'd gone to the movies and I ate popcorn and Monster and that was it. So my stomach was like rumbling. And
only
so,
the good lava gut.
I'm heading into Brooklyn and I hit this area called Myrtle Wyckoff where there's like a bunch of areas, like a bunch of shops and stuff.
Yo, shouts out Myrtle.
Shouts out Myrtle Wyckoff. So that's the point where the subway is above ground. So like we hit that stop and I'm like, I was with my friend. I'm like, I'll see you at home. Because I have to shit so bad. So I got off the subway and I started walking around random shops.
You told me this story.
Yeah. My first stop was a tattoo parlor. I walk in. I'm sweating. I'm like, can I use your bathroom? And the guy's like, no, sorry. Paid customers only. I was like, here's $20. Can I shit, please? And the guy was like, no. Because I probably looked like a heroin addict. I'm like sweating, like, please. I said, I will give you any. I said, it's yours. Just please let me go. And then the guy was like, no. So after a while, I'm like,
that sucks, dude.
I'm like, I could barely walk, but it's been like 20 minutes. I'm like walking around places, being like, do you have a bathroom? Do you have a bathroom? I start contemplating, like, okay, there's a bodega. I could get toilet paper from here. There's a car over there that I think no one would see me if I like just like hid and shit. But eventually, I find this bike shop. And there's like a girl working. I'm like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? I'm like pouring sweat. She's like, hey, yeah, sure. I'm like, oh, thank God. I go in and then I'm like, I immediately start shitting. And then after 2 minutes, I just hear boom, 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 like banging on the door. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you need to get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, what? I'm going to the bathroom. No, you're not. I'm calling the cops if you don't get out of here in 5 minutes.
What?
And I'm like shitting. I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to do. And I'm like,
what happened?
What do you mean? And then like,
I'm sorry, but New York sucks.
Yeah dude.
I was in Brooklyn, so I'm like shaking. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And the guy's just like, I just hear, bang, 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 get the fuck out of here. And then I just stop. I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. I'm taking a shit. I hear silence, and I'm like, oh, I guess that was okay. So like I finish up and I open the door and it's like a bike shop full of dudes just like angrily working. They don't look at me at all. And then I walked out and I was like, I thanked the chick.
What was that?
I think they thought he was doing drugs. Yeah, they thought I was doing heroin. And then I just said, I'm taking a shit. And they, I don't know.
What?
The girl was so nice. When I left, I was like, oh, thanks again for letting me use the bathroom. She's like, oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
But all the bike mechanics were like, had like a sour puss on their face.
Yeah, what?
They thought you were doing drugs.
No outside shitters.
Dude.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it was like 2 minutes. I had just started and it was like banging on the door, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Wild times.
Terrible.
They treated me like that once when I went to some, what was it? I don't think it was Korean barbecue. It was some, no, maybe it was. There was some Korean barbecue place that I went to and something happened to me there too. I went, I had a really late night or something and I tried that, there was a, I don't know if it's still around. I don't look for it. The energy drink Red Line.
Oh, yeah.
That was nasty shit. Like, that was, they'd have a bottle and you're only supposed to drink half of it. Which, why don't they just sell a smaller bottle and you could have the whole thing? But anyway.
They know what
but
they're
no,
doing.
But you're only supposed to have half of it because it has so much caffeine. And I had I was so like out of it. I was like, you know what? I'll have some of that. That had like an effect. I'll never have that again. Because it like, I was like jittery and shit. And then I had to shit. We're in the middle of Korean barbecue and I'm like, oh, my body is doing crazy things. And I have to shit so bad. So I ran into the bathroom and yeah, I was, you know, it was for customers. It was not a big deal. Ran in there and I was shitting for a few minutes. I mean, I've definitely gone longer.
Oh,
but I was going as fast as I could.
Well, you got a knock,
and a
knock,
few
knock.
Minutes in, it was like, and I was like, you know, occupied. And then another couple minutes went by. And they were like trying to talk to me. This is taking very long time. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna be right out. It's just a long time.
He had to go.
Yeah.
The owner had to go.
Okay. And but there was no line or anything when I went. And then I did take a little while longer, and then I left. And then I opened the door and walked out. And I'm telling you, there was a line of probably 12
What?
Guys, they look like they were all in boy bands. They were all like really good looking dudes. You know, LA dudes, you know. And I came out and I'll never know to this day. Did that line form while I was in there? Or did I, because I ran into that bathroom and I'm thinking, did I not see that line? And I just ran in there.
Oh,
I don't know. Shit. And to this day, I don't know. I never went back to that place. So
could be we caught that on evidence at the Charlie's Chicken Faircast where you ran through the exit.
At Walmart.
Yeah, you didn't see the line of people.
No,
waiting.
I didn't see the line at all. Maybe that's my superpower. I don't get to.
You pass the line.
My eyes cannot see lines.
Guilt free passing of the line.
Guilt free line cutter. I did that once at. Oh, this pisses me off. But when I the only convention that I've really gone to in the last few years just for fun, like I didn't have a stake in it, was D23, the Disney thing. And I did that, and I saw the line like going into the there was a line to get into the hall because it had just backed up. It had only opened an hour or so before, and so it was backed up. And so I just waited, and then it's like, okay, I'll jump in here. And I waited in that line for like 20 minutes, like 20 minutes or more, maybe 25, maybe almost half an hour. And then we got near the front, and this woman behind me who was dressed like Stitch ratted me out to security. Excuse me, this guy cut the entire line.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I promise I didn't. What? And she's like, yeah, you did. Look. And she pointed, and there was some like queue area. There was like a whole pavilion full of people, like way down, like way past behind the convention center. I'm looking, and there's a big crowd back there. She's like, that's the line. And I was like, I didn't know. There was so much space between people. You know what I mean? And they're just walking towards the convention center.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a lot. I just got behind the next person that I saw. And I cut, I think, like 800 people.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And the whole time I'm thinking, why didn't she say something when I walked up? If she said something, I would have been like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. She waited until we got to like the front and this guy cut. 45 minutes ago. It was like, oh, dude.
Satisfying.
So I just went back to my hotel. I didn't even bother. Because I figured that line would be done in like a couple hours. I went and got lunch. But that pissed me off. I still think about Stitch. Fuck that.
From Lilo and Stitch.
I'm going to plug a couple things real quick, if that's okay.
Yep.
I'll take a moment.
What do we got? New stuff?
Thanks for watching, everybody. I always want to say that because I mean it. And I want to tell you that shop.mega64.com is a great way to not only support one of your favorite shows, but to get something good for yourself, because don't you deserve it?
Yeah.
That's right. We have some of the nicest apparel. You'll look good like you should. And we always restock and deliver. These are things that online stores should do. And on Friday, on Friday, we restocked a couple rare items. We did a surprise drop of the other Death is Certain variant shirt. We had the dog version last week, and we had some leftover stock of the cat version that was meant to be kind of our con exclusive this year. But as you know, cons didn't happen. So that there's a limited stock of it, I think, still available on our site, as well as the Voltage pin, a really cool enamel pin that we put out. We restocked that. But in addition to that, we like to do something called a 64-hour special every week. We put up a shirt only for 64 hours, and then it's gone. We had some leftovers of a classic shirt, and we're going to put them up tonight, just first come, first serve, to clear them out. But we have the Wins Dance Class shirt featuring the man who's not here. And we commemorate his memory with this shirt. I know. It breaks my heart. I wanted
to
support.
Wish we had it back.
Yeah. But that's not going to happen.
But you can wear the shirt in memory. It's another chance to get this classic.
So that's up right now, shop.mega64.com. And as always, check out patreon.com/mega64, because we're always putting exclusive video stuff on there. We have this show, Friend Dimension, where we play games together. And sometimes they're multiplayer, but sometimes they're just single player, and we're all just kind of giving our commentary on it. One of my favorite series of them we just did where we play Mario Sunshine. One of them went up yesterday where we Derek tried to play a level from it. Certain things did not go swimmingly. But stay tuned because next week we have a bonus second Mario Sunshine episode where Derek plays the... Well, actually, we all take a turn on the pachinko level. There's a level where they throw Mario into a pachinko machine.
Yes.
Fun.
It's, is it?
And we have a lot of, a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can win
that.
A gold bar.
Yeah, you can win a gold bar.
It's fun.
So... let me tell you, some of my favorite episodes.
Well, tune in, find out.
Yeah,
we
kind of did the debate on Mario Sunshine, you know, video game classic or not, and we settled the debate.
So, see where we land.
You may have to see both episodes to see where we settled it too. But
don't be so sure.
See, SNL's doing the political debates. Mega 64, you guys are doing the video game debates.
The more important
SNL's
debate.
Funny.
So if we're half as good, I'd be pretty set,
half
man.
As good. Who's like the who's the biggest star on SNL right now? I don't even watch
the biggest star, huh?
Is he back on?
Yeah. I thought you said Tim Curry. I was like
Tim Curry.
I don't think he made the cast this year. I'm just gonna say it. Tim Curry. I mean, if he joined now, that'd be an interesting show. I would watch that.
Anything can happen on Halloween.
Hey, you never know.
I wonder what it's like over there.
Yeah, I don't know who the big deal is.
Keenan Thompson.
SNL now in 2020.
Yeah. Who's the guy I don't like with all the tattoos?
Pete Davidson.
Is he king shit yet or what?
I don't know. People love him. I don't get it. Yeah, I mean, me neither. He's funny, but like I hate looking at him. Like I've seen his stand-up and it's genuinely pretty decent, but like I really cannot look at him.
Howard Stern interviewed Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
And when Machine Gun Kelly revealed that like he was like best friends with Pete Davidson, it was like, this makes sense. Yeah, this makes sense.
He has like a ton of beef with Eminem, and there's like really hilarious interviews where like he keeps trying to talk about the beef with Eminem, but he keeps like pouring like tequila. Like he's on like a morning radio show. He's like,
class act.
He's like 50, man. Like, he hasn't, like, a plastic bag. Yeah, fuck that guy. He's 50. He's trying to make fun of me.
If anyone out there can find this Howard Stern interview where he interviews Machine Gun Kelly, it's probably the least interesting interview you've ever heard in your life. Machine Gun Kelly's just kind of rambling on about stuff. And the best part, there is a part where he goes on maybe a 20-minute tear about a pattern he saw on the floor of his house. And it is, I'm going to do my best impression of it. So, like, I was in my place and I'm just looking at this, you know, we got this tile and I'm looking and I'm seeing, like, yo, there's like a star, like, for real, there's a star on that tile. And I'm just like, how does that work out? Like, marble, just you get lucky and there's like a star. It's like, how did that happen? So I call Megan and I'm like, come look at this.
That's what Xanax does to you.
You know, come look at this. And she came in. Wasn't there. Star's gone.
Wow.
And they're like waiting for the second part of the story. Like,
that's it.
Oh, man. Well,
it was under the varnish.
That's going to happen.
It was gone.
And Howard Stern kept asking, so what are you smoking over there? What's that you're smoking? anyway, find that interview.
Machine Gun Kelly, what exactly are you smoking right now?
That's all they could say because he's on a video call and he's clearly smoking something. And that Howard kept commenting on that. So,
Kept calling to someone.
Oh, I thought that was Howard
off,
like making fun of him.
He kept calling to someone off camera and asking for like more weed and what's the neighbor's name and like stupid shit. It was a terrible interview. And it made sense that Pete Davidson, him, and
Post Malone
were all fucking best friends.
Yeah. So, it does make sense. Anyway, go find that. And then if you're digging through Howard Stern stuff, while you're at it, find out try to figure out, because I'm a little stumped, if he gets an award for how many times he can interview Adam Levine. That would be good to find out too. Because I think he's on his 12th one. But anyway.
Is that the guy from Maroon 5?
Yes.
Yeah, Maroon 5 guy.
Yeah, I think they've interviewed him 122 times. So that
Howard loves
I'm
that
curious.
I never understood what the big deal. Like, who's a Maroon 5 fan? Will anybody admit it? I don't know.
Howard.
Hey, honestly.
Howard and Beth.
I know they're out there. If anyone out there, I'm really not trying to make fun. I think everyone should be into what they're into. Is anyone watching this a big Maroon 5 fan? That's a great question.
Yeah, like
I've
really.
Never legit met anyone who is like, yes.
Like yeah. 40-year-old wine moms?
I did maybe in like 2003. I knew a couple of people, and they had a couple singles people liked, you know, whatever. But since then, I don't know. If anybody's watching, legit, email podcast at mega64.com or tweet at us. And I want to know.
Wait, did Adam Levine and Maroon 5 do that song Animals? Animals.
Is that Maroon 5? I think it is.
I think it is, yeah.
Just like I was singing animals. That song earlier. Damn, they got me.
Yeah. Oh, Derek. Ooh.
Fuck, dude. You're a Levine head.
I'm a Maroon.
What a Maroon.
Is that what they call their fans? They have to, right?
Yeah. What a Maroon.
I'm a Maroon.
I see all the Maroons in the room.
Johnny knows the guy who wrote that song. No, you what? Are best friends with the guy who made the show Animals.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I'm not best friends with him. I'm vaguely.
There's a show Animals?
Yeah, on HBO.
Oh, nice.
Phil Matarese, shouts out. I kind of vaguely know him.
No way. Your grandma wanted you guys to be friends.
Oh,
or
my grandma and his grandma were like best friends.
Oh.
And then so they always try to, they're like, you make films and he has an HBO show. Go hit him up. And I'm like, I've sent that dude like mad emails and he was just like, yeah, I don't want to do this.
Your grandma
was like,
me hit him up.
I think grandmas even know what HBO
Go
is.
Go hit him up, Johnny.
He has an Emmy.
Have you heard of this HBO? Because this is Susan's grandson has a show on it.
Dude, and his grandma's animals. Name is Susan. That's fucking scary.
Whoa.
Got it, bro.
Did you know?
Everyone's grandma's name is Susan.
That's wild.
Susan from the block. Susan's grandson has a show, and I think if you guys were friends...
You're creative. I see you're very creative, Johnny.
Yeah, so they were like, they're all like, oh, hit him up. Like, we know his grandma. I learned later in life that, like, he did not like that grandma that I knew. So
bad news.
And because she kept trying to set him up on mandates with fellow filmmaking friends of
mandatory.
Her.
But you guys bonded over the Freehold Mall.
What's your grandma's name, Johnny?
I have two grandmas. One of them is not with us anymore.
The one we're talking about here.
Oh, it's hard because like,
wow,
her name's hard.
One grandma Karen, who passed away, she was best friends with his grandma. But my other grandma Sunny, gets her hair cut by his dad.
Oh, so there's an inner
she gets her haircut. Man, he's like, Phil should talk to Johnny.
Literally, everybody in the family is connected with somebody on that side except for you.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, check out my show on HBO.
I've never seen the show Animals. It's a cartoon about talking animals, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, yeah, now you know, right?
No, I remember seeing a picture of it or something.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, ads for this.
Yeah.
I think I saw an episode or something.
I never saw the show.
Well, Johnny's got the connection now.
I got the connects.
We might be on that show.
Yeah. I think it got canceled.
You know, but, they'll bring it back now that they got the Johnny connection and the M64 connection.
Yeah.
Yo, do they still have HBO hookups? Like, can they get us on there?
I mean, probably.
Can they put me on? I want to be on Succession. Yeah. I've been watching this HBO show, Succession. I want to be on that show. I want to be like rich CEO guy.
Is it who's like
I want to be like the head of the toy company who comes in like, oh, hello. Like they're all involved in like big media and news and stuff. And I want to be like the Willy Wonka of the whole thing.
Cameo.
Of Succession. I want to show up and be like, oh, I think you should have a little more fun in the office, you know?
Yeah. It's not about
Derek, do you not like that idea? Because I feel like I really ruined your day with that one.
I don't know if I want to be on HBO.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
I would rather just be on this podcast forever.
Oh, shit.
Twitch, baby.
For the future. I didn't know that.
HBO? Twitch?
Yeah.
HBO?
Yeah.
Twitch?
Uh-huh.
HBO? Yeah.
But we can curse in the first 5 minutes on HBO.
Yeah, on HBO, you can curse in the first second.
You can open with nudity.
You can show a dick in the first second, and it's great.
It's promoted.
Do that on here, and it's like, no, goodbye account.
I don't even think our fans would want us to be on HBO. Our fans agree with me. HBO. Twitch.
Well, Rocco wants to be on this Succession show.
Yeah.
Succession,
dude.
Yeah, I want to do a Succession.
It's not about skateboarding.
It might be. Yeah, Brian Cox is shredding.
You know what I would like?
Grinding.
I would like to be a Shudder original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a good thing going.
Or a Quibi.
Yeah, can we get on a Quibi already?
I mean, probably.
Yeah, we could definitely have one.
We need to figure out how to make anything 10 minutes. I don't know how to do it, but we'll figure it out. either we got to make some videos longer or make this podcast shorter.
Hey, if you're if you work at Quibi or if you're developing something for Quibi, call me up.
Yeah.
And let's do it together.
Yeah,
your,
short
your shots are better if you get me on board because I got a fan base, 500,000, baby.
They pride themselves on short stuff. I'll give them something really short, like 30 seconds. Like and then the show's over.
I thought this was going to turn into an awesome penis joke, but you went a different way.
I don't understand that.
Can you can you curse in the first five Quibbies? Or
yeah.
Five Quibbies, dude?
You have to do five Quibbies that are clean, and then the sixth one you can go X-rated.
Yeah.
Full on.
Because Quibby's Quibby length is determined by...
Is Quibby a unit of measurement?
I thought it was. If you're watching one, how long is a Quibby?
It's supposed to be quick bite. So it's actually supposed to be Quibby.
That's what it means?
Yep. Quibi. It's quick bite.
Quick bite.
It's supposed to be like ribeye, is what I was told. Ribeye? But no one has ever said that.
Quibi.
It's always been Quibby.
What's with like horribly named platforms like Quibby, CISO,
Fish Babel Peacock. Fish?
Yeah, what's going on with CISO? That kicking ass or what?
How's Calendly doing?
Quibi.
What?
Calendly.
Calendly?
Yeah.
What is that?
Calendly is like a business
Monday.com.
Yeah, kind of like Monday.com or Slack kind of thing. Stupid. But it's just a name like Calendly is like, yeah, no thanks.
Terrible name.
How many people watching this jumped on Peacock like ASAP? Like, are you guys all on that?
Peacock. No. Can we all agree? Peacock, fuck off.
Once Peacock showed up, I feel like I saw... That was like the dog whistle for everyone to start going, oh, piracy's back. Piracy. Like, I feel like you get one too many of these streaming services. You know what I mean? Like, you have a few. All right, fine. And then you start getting to the CBS All Access, and then you get to the Peacock, and then you get to... Oh, I'm sorry. CBS All Access is now Paramount All Access.
Yeah.
And now it's... and then there was another one, and I feel like that's... I saw people all go, ah... torrents.
You know, I like to watch Jeopardy. I like to watch the news.
Sure.
On NBC. I don't watch a lot of TV. Like 30 minutes, an hour a day. And I felt like I was getting 10 Peacock ads constantly. Yeah. You can watch this on Peacock. And this is available on Peacock. And Peacock is free.
Yep.
And go check out Peacock. And Peacock is getting bigger. And do you have Peacock yet?
Yeah.
I don't need to hear about Peacock anymore.
Yeah.
It's done.
And they took all these big shows off of stuff like Netflix to make sure they were on Peacock.
Did they get The Office?
They got The Office, Parks and Rec, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know those shows are big.
Yeah.
I know they're big.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like a part of why they are so culturally big right now is because they were sitting there on Netflix.
Oh, exactly.
And now it's like, oh, I have to go through a bunch of hoops to get them? Okay. Don't get me wrong. They're still big. But it's just going to languish. Whereas if you just always had it on Netflix, it'd be watched in perpetuity.
I started watching The Social Dilemma on Netflix. Have you guys checked this out?
No.
Have you heard of it?
No.
I have heard of this, but I haven't checked it out.
You may be interested. You may not be interested. I don't know where I even fall on it, how interested I was. I watched 30 minutes, felt like an hour.
Okay.
But it's always not good. That it was
not
boring. It was just kind of going, take it for what it is. I felt like I had watched more than I actually did.
Sure.
But it's about how the social media and websites have changed over the past decade to purposely be addictive. They interview people who developed Facebook and Google Hangouts and Gmail. And they talked to like big shots in Silicon Valley. And it was really insightful about how Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all the social media is designed to keep you on it as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And what I found most interesting is how they track your likes and they kind of, if you're not using the platform, they'll throw stuff at you like alerts and stuff to get you to use the platform. And when you are using the platform, they'll try to get you to buy stuff. The Social Dilemma, the big kind of idea behind the movie is that these social media sites are suddenly trying to influence your behavior without you realizing it. And they're saying like, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. If you're if you're using social media, you're not actually the customer. The customer is these giant corporations that are trying to get you to buy stuff. So you, not your data, you physically are being sold to these companies. You are the product that people are making money off of. That's what Social Dilemma was about. if you're interested in that, cool. But while I was watching it, it made me think about what I've been experiencing on social media recently, especially during the pandemic. I've seen a lot of new things being pitched to me.
Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I'm getting into new interests, I'm seeing those interests show up on my social media, which is kind of surprising because I'm like, I don't feel like I'm talking about this stuff. I'm thinking about it, yet somehow it's here. It's a coincidence.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it made me think, is it possible to game this system? Okay. So social media is used to influence me. It's used to change my behavior. But can mm-hmm. I use that information to make social media change my behavior for the better?
Ah.
I started thinking, this stuff is trying to sell me shit because it thinks I'm interested in this shit. You know what I'm really interested in? Becoming way more rich and way more successful. Can I, like, if I just start thinking about that, is Facebook or Twitter going to start, yo, hey, here's some good stock tips, invest
yeah.
in,
yeah.
you know, like the big takeaway I took from the social dilemma is not like, oh, I should delete my accounts. Oh, I don't like that they're manipulating me. I almost wanted to turn it back. Like how is it possible to manipulate the manipulators? Is it possible to use this to my own benefit? I don't know. I didn't finish the movie. I should probably watch it more. But
was it a series?
No, it's one movie. It's a okay. documentary.
It's one movie, but in 10 1-hour parts.
Because that's what most of these docuseries are now. And that's why I feel like they go so slow. It's like,
yeah,
you made this 5 episodes. It could have been one.
So all of this is to say it was interesting, definitely. But I didn't make it through and I still have a lot more to watch.
Okay.
So cool. If that's interesting to you, maybe check it out. But now I'm aware of one thing that really stuck out to me in the movie. This is the only part I'll talk about, is they kind of show this system where these algorithms rank how long you look at photos from the minute you scroll onto the photo to just start a timer.
Oh,
looked at this for 1 second. Look at this for 1.5 seconds. Looked at this photo for 3 seconds. And everything you look at, it's timing you. This thing will get him to pause longer. This thing, he won't pause for this. And it's using that information to feed back to you. That's kind of how all of this is working. And it was really kind of interesting pulling the curtain back on all that stuff. So I recommend it. Check it out. The Social Dilemma on Netflix.
Damn.
Yeah.
I made a joke about Succession earlier, but I really am watching that. I'm almost done with season 2, or I think that was the last season.
Yeah. And my acting teacher loves that. She says it's like, you have to watch. It's the greatest acting on TV right
now. It's really? Great. Fantastic. Yeah. I think that somebody I know said this, and I don't remember who, but I'm kind of paraphrasing them. The best shows to me are if you can work at both levels. Like, you could watch it on a totally basic popcorn level, and you know what I mean? Like,
sure,
kind of just, wow, great performances. Some of this writing is really funny. Some of it's really sharp. You don't have to dig too deep, and it's entertaining, but there's so much subtle stuff beneath the surface going on in that show that is so brilliantly written. And and the performances are really good. It's all like high level corporation stuff, which doesn't seem like it'd be that exciting, but it's really, really well done. And I'm glad. Yeah, honestly,
Frank
mentioned it on Twitter, and that's what made me go like, well, I want to start a new show, because I always like to rewatch an old favorite and then watch a new show and then rewatch an old favorite. And it was time to watch a new show. And I almost started that Raised by Wolves.
Oh, yeah,
I almost did that, but I went with Succession. So,
you know, you're talking about high-level corporate stuff, but I feel like those are the types of video games I want to play right now, too.
Yeah.
It really is that kind of stuff, like Democracy 3 or Civilization or any kind of simulator. Stuff where it's like, hey, you have 20 decisions to make, and they're all going to affect all these little things in various ways. You know?
Yeah.
And there's no way to get out of this without hurting yourself in some way or coming up short in some way. So you really have to consider, like, what path do you want to take? I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's a video game or a TV show. Because in a TV show, you're still, like, trying to... A good TV show will play out all those situations.
Yes.
You know, and so you'll be like, oh, shit, they're going to go down all of them. Which one would I take?
Yeah.
You get to see it.
There was one episode of Succession where it got so... this is something Eric told me he would do, and I would be like, man, what are you? You're high strung. You got to calm down. What's up? And then I did it myself, which was there was an episode where something was about to go down. I don't want to spoil anything at a high level. Like, is this going to happen or not? Okay, what's going to happen? Well, we need the guy here. He's not here. Do we do this? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? It was so stressful. I had to pause it and get up.
Really?
I had to like walk around like.
I've been there.
Yeah, I'm never like that with TV or a movie. I'm just like. No, come on. It happened to me. There was one episode I was just like, ah, okay. I'm gonna take a break and come back to the
next. You're gonna get jump scared by a book.
Yeah, hey,
it's gonna happen.
I'm not ruling it out.
I'm not ruling it out. It can happen. It can happen to you, and you'll be blown away.
You could be blown away. speaking of, you mentioned video games though. Did anybody here play what is it called? Mario 35?
Yes. Can I talk about this?
Yes.
Johnny's been raving about this game.
I'm addicted to Mario 35.
Really?
I've just been free. Like nonstop playing it.
Okay.
It's free on the Nintendo if you have Nintendo Online or whatever.
Yeah.
It's free. And it's did you ever play Tetris 99?
Yeah.
It's Mario. It's the original Mario Brothers version of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where you play through it and there's 35 people playing it, right? 35?
Yes.
At
35
the same time. And when you kill enemies, they get sent to someone else's game. And vice versa. Like if they target you, then it's like, oh my God, like 80 Koopas just rain down.
Oh, that's sick.
And the later you like get into it, they start sending you to like Bowser stages.
Yeah.
So like, you'll like go back to 1-1 and like three Bowsers will be there. Like, I haven't won yet. I've gotten second place, but I'm
I've come close.
Say,
yeah. Cool. But I haven't won.
I'm so good at Mario. I bet I would nail that.
You probably would. Honestly, Derek, we should do it for like a friend dimension or a stream or something because I bet you would kick ass at it.
Isn't it only up for like a month or two?
Oh, shit.
Really? It's up until the end of March, which I. And then this is another thing I don't understand.
And then you won't be able to get it or you won't be able to play it anymore. Or we don't know.
I don't know. I would love for them to take it down, add more features. Like, I would love if you could switch to like Mario World.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fucking awesome.
I bet you it is not the end.
Yeah.
They're going to do something. I don't understand why they would just make it. Oh, yeah, it's vanished.
Yeah, I've been playing it, like, nonstop. Like, I'm addicted.
I got hurt. I did get kind of addicted to it.
Right? It's so fun. It's so easy to just keep in, like, rematch.
Yeah, it's fun. But they do. Derek, I know you are good at those kinds of games, but you would be surprised. They do throw you curveballs where... Here's this level that, you know, is like with clouds and shit, you know, and I can beat this. I beat it a million times. Oh no, there's piranha plants all over it.
Dude, fuck.
Why did this happen? Oh, cool. Someone's targeting me. Great. You know, so.
I've heard a lot of great things. I've heard rave reviews about this game. Hades.
Yeah.
Has anybody played Hades?
I heard a lot of great stuff about it. Yeah.
What was it? Well, I thought maybe you guys would have played it.
No.
I've heard it kind of sparingly here and there. But everybody who mentions it says it's like the best game they've played this year.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of looked up some screenshots. It looked like, I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, everybody, but it looked like it was top down, you know, kind of isometric 45 degree angle dungeon crawler. And all I've heard, maybe I'm getting this wrong, but somebody said you get rewarded for the more times you die. And I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's a mechanic. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. Somebody wrote that, and I read that somewhere. But
I don't know.
But I have heard great things about Hades, so I'm going to be checking that out.
Try that out.
Yeah,
next on the Switch. And I'll let you know an official review.
Is it on the Switch or not?
I think it's on Switch.
Oh.
I think it's on Switch. Okay, wherever it is, I'll find it.
I had more than one person tell me, yo, I do not like roguelike games.
Yeah.
But I love this because the story's really good. And, you know, or whatever, like...
Yeah, I've heard it's about going into hell, going into Hades, Greek mythology.
Yeah.
It is a roguelike, which, what does roguelike mean? You get one death and you have to explore as far as you can without dying. If you die, you have to start over.
I've never really known.
Yeah, basically like Doom. Like, every time you die, it's a new
fight. Yeah. So that does sound like a game mechanic where the more you die, the stronger you get because you have to go through this. That's just like Rogue Legacy 2, actually, which I reviewed Rogue Legacy 2 a few weeks ago. I will probably like Hades. I will definitely pick it up. Stay tuned for the official review.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's by, what are they called? Supergiant?
Yeah.
Supergiant Games, really beloved developer, and I don't think I've played one of their games.
What did they make?
They made, Transistor?
Yeah.
Transistor, I can't name any other ones. What else? Did they do Bastion, or am I crazy?
They did Bastion, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know people who love their stuff, and I not by any intention, I just don't think I've ever played one of their games. But I always hear great stuff. And Transistor, I know people who just worship that game, so... I have to check that out.
They do really beautiful isometric, like top-down games from that style of PC games. So yeah, Bastion, Transistor, Pyre, and now Hades.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I heard great stuff about all that, so I do want to check that out. One other game that was pretty cool. I don't know if anyone here even knows about it, or I feel like I didn't see a lot of marketing for it, and definitely not a lot of my friends talking about it. But seeing as how it's a Star Wars game, I thought people would hear. I would have heard more about it. But Star Wars Squadrons came out this week.
Oh,
I think maybe the Star Wars EA deal has soured a lot of people. Like, I'm gonna stay away
VR?
From that.
VR? Is that a VR game?
So that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Is it's the entire game is first person cockpit X-wing.
Yeah,
that's the whole game. It's a cheaper game. It's $39, and then, you know, if you get it at Walmart, it's like $30, whatever. Nice. But what I love, what I always look for, and I love, is when a game doesn't just have a VR mode. It is 100% the game is just VR. Like, there isn't just, oh, you get to play this one level. It is like, no, do you want to play this normal or VR? Like, the whole game you could play in VR, and you're in the cockpit.
But you can play it normal as well, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, yeah. Cool. But that's why I always think, you know, it's rare that, you know, normally if a game has VR, it's just like, there's one little
an afterthought.
I have PlayStation VR. I've never used it.
Yeah.
After like 1 week, I got super sick in it, and I never kind of wanted to go back. Yeah. But I do love dogfighting air combat games.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I played one. I might pick this up. Maybe I'll go back to the VR.
It's cheap, but it's, you know, so it's not, you know, whatever. It's not like there's tons of modes, although there are a few. There's multiplayer and a single player thing. But for $39, it's great. And I think you'll like it, but Derek, I don't think that's the place to return to VR. Because I do not get sick from VR.
That what made you sick?
This game is, I mean, you are like, you are up in it.
I talked to this kid. I say kid. He's like 20-something years old. Oh, you like video games? Yeah, I like video games. Oh, all I do is play VR. Oh, yeah, I've dabbled, you know, in VR, but it kind of made me sick. His response, oh, yeah. You got to fight through that. I'm sorry. You got to fight through it. Hey. Yep. Everybody gets that. I would say at least do it 90 minutes to 2 hours a day. And, you know, within 2 weeks, the nausea would go away. I'm not doing 2 hours a day for 14 days. 28 hours of fighting nausea to get used to this.
Yeah.
I'll just stick to the TV, bro.
I definitely feel like there was a point with my PSVR where, I experienced that too. If I'm in it for too long, I start getting nauseous. But if I fight through it, it goes away, and then I can stay in it longer than I used to.
See, Derek, that's two against one. You might be fighting.
Yeah, fight through it, bro.
You might fight the battle. Come on, won't that be worth it? Hours every day.
I got so rocked by that nausea. It was like 6 hours.
It's funny because Sean didn't have that, and then he kept playing, and then like eventually had it. Like,
yes.
Like something hit months later. It was like, oh, can't do this anymore.
For me too, it's how I'm playing too. Because the thing that got me back into VR recently was that Saints and Sinners Walking Dead game.
Yeah.
And I noticed like it's all me. Like if I panic and start fucking looking around too much, I'm gonna make myself sick. So I try to play calmly and almost theatrically.
That's what happened to me.
But typically, I don't have any effects like that personally. The only time that it did was when they had the Battlefront had an X-Wing chapter that you could do in VR. And when I was like jetting fast forward and then going like that, like who's behind me? And then I was going like that. That it was when it, I need to stop.
Yeah.
So I'm more mindful of that with this game and it's been okay. But I think that happened to me once in Rez too, actually. Because again, I was flying forward and the boss was chasing me behind me. I think it's just doing that. When I'm going that direction,
I was sitting in a truck in a car heist thing in VR and I stuck my head out the window to look behind me and looking behind me, it was like I got hit with a wave. I had to throw like just tear this thing off and go lay down in bed.
You're all sweaty and
tongues. And I know no one else will have this problem, but I have a real gullible brain when it comes to tricks and stuff. It takes me like a full minute. My brain is slow. It takes a full minute for me to go, wait, it's not real. Like my gut instinct is, oh, it's real. It's not. Like, you know this. This happens to me on rides. This happens to me on VR, whatever. And that still happens to me. It's so annoying. I play this Vader Immortal game in VR, and they'll still have a moment where, like, some fucked up Jedi, or not Jedi, I don't know, a Sith guy or whatever, will get, like, what brings you here? right in your face, and I'm just like, no, please don't. Okay, it's fine. I can just sit here. I don't know why.
Yeah, because you move back, but you can't get away from it.
And I really want to play. I know it's only on PC now, but maybe PS5. I'm thinking they might bring. I'm hoping they'll bring that Half-Life VR thing.
Dude. Oh,
Alex. I want them to bring that to PS5 or something. I don't have PC VR or whatever. But I was like, yeah, I want to play that. I was saying it on a stream, and then I was like, wait. Guys, everyone watching this, you know, because there are people in the chat who played it. I was like, do those head crabs jump on you? Yeah. Okay, I'm out. No, that's it. Yeah, it was like, I just thought, I know those things exist in this game. Yeah. Is that going to happen? So I don't know. I may have to play like this. Like just.
There were facehuggers in Alien Isolation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, was. Oh, yeah, that got VR, a VR did mode. It. In PSVR or just PC?
I don't know. I'd never played the VR version.
Yeah, I forgot they did that. Interesting. But face huggers, yeah, that's perfect for that. I mean, you go into that wanting to be scared, so sure. That doesn't, I mean, surprise me. But anyway.
They can make all these VR games where aliens hug your face, suck your face, stick their dicks down your face, and impregnate your face. The aliens could do this.
Feed your face.
These guys could shoot you and stab you and beat you
Nick
up.
Junior's face.
I say get one naked person.
Whoa.
And have sex with me in VR. And suddenly, potential lawsuit, legal issue.
Yeah.
Dude.
Bullshit.
I went to E3 the one year that they had, I think the company was Naughty America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had VR porn. But I didn't think that I was like, this can't be like full blown porn because it's on the show floor.
Right. And it was.
So I'm sure it'll be just something kind of, you know, some little sexy thing and then it's over.
Oh, but you saw.
Yeah.
I went to the official penis cleaning service.
Whoa.
Did they do a good job?
They really did. They were like, hi, we're here. The penis cleaning service. I'm like, I really was sitting there like, how far is this going to go? Like, this is going to end. They're coming in the house.
Did you look down and there was a penis?
Oh. Wow. And was it dirty?
Yeah. They were cleaning it.
So
let me tell you, that thing was spotless.
No. See, dude. So the technology exists. Where is it? Just into the void. Yet this alien wants to come clean your guts.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Well, you know what? I'm sure you can find that stuff in some PC thing, but I got PSVR.
Yeah.
And Sony's got all these limitations. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, I can be disemboweled in VR,
but
I can't.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't just get a good cleaning.
That's what I'm saying. They'll do all this fucked up shit about you dying.
Good hygiene?
The closest?
An alien could fuck me to death, but if I want to get my penis cleaned, which is something that's nice and enjoyable, no.
So basically Sony is saying, have a dirty dick.
Yeah.
Basically.
And die.
Get that shit infected.
Have that's a dirty dick said. And die.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a dirty dick and die.
And the workaround, as close as I've come, is I use the PSVR headset to play GTA 5.
Yeah.
And I go to the strip club.
Nice.
And I kind of look up and they,
that's pretty cool.
You know, are asking for tips. And it just doesn't compare. Because there's no nudity, number one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's region locked, if it's North America region only. But no nudity in the strip club in GTA 5. It is compatible with first-person view, but it's annoying the way you have to hold down the
They D-pad. Should make a video game that is seriously like the world's freakiest sex dungeon.
Why not?
40 stories. It's a skyscraper. Of it could be a survival horror for all
make
I care.
Adult.
Scary, freaky sex shit. But then you got to work your way to the good stuff, you know? There's a reward at the end.
It's
I don't
like
know.
The raid.
What?
It's
what,
like
Johnny?
The raid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you fuck Alan Rickman at the end.
Every floor.
We're ready as a society. We're ready for that. I'm tired of this. Oh, here's another platformer. Whoa.
Yeah, video games are
for
kids.
On the last thrust of Die Hard, on the last thrust, he goes, yippee-ki-yay, I'm a fuck you.
Yeah. You can do all this heinous shit in Last of Us 2. I can't have a nice little sexcapade.
What's up? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
no
some,
penetration.
You know what? There's some gory shit in Last of Us 2, but there's some sex parts too. I hope I'm not spoiling anything, but they cut away.
Yeah, bullshit.
When did they happen? It's like, oh, look, cut.
You guys,
oh, wait,
think
did
I'm
this
crazy.
Guy getting disemboweled? Let's show
now
it.
Now you're starting to get it. Why is this heinous murder shit, fucked up alien shit, okay?
Yeah.
Natural lovemaking. Banned. Why? What's the logic there?
You're okay with showing a machete penetrate this guy's disemboweled.
Whatever.
torso, but I can't have actual penetration in someone else's bowels.
Yeah. That's messed up. I don't like it. So Naughty Dog, if you're hearing this, Sony, if you're hearing this, well, I don't know what other studios there
Wise
are,
up. We want adult games for
Nintendo. You might as well listen up too, because I know there's a Switch Pro coming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Adult people so want
let's
adult
get,
games.
Let's get
okay.
pro.
Instead of having an alien face hugger wrap its arms and legs around my face.
Yeah.
How about a consenting adult?
Yep.
Yeah.
In VR. And just for the record too, I don't want to play these games because I'm not a freak. So what? Don't get it wrong.
No, but well, the option
don't get the wrong impression about me. I'm just a red-blooded American. You see this? You see this flag right here?
Beep. Yeah.
That's yeah. what I'm about. I'm about freedom. I'm saying people should have the freedom to get their freak on in
like,
VR.
If free, it's like freedom fries. We want
Thank you.
Freedom
fries. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. That's all. Yeah.
We're looking out for you losers who might play this.
Yeah. I wouldn't play
we're
this.
We're so cool. We wouldn't even think about it.
I don't
it.
Even play yeah. dating sims.
Only thing I'm playing is Star Wars Squadron in VR.
Yeah. And I'm not even playing that. I even think that's lame. I wouldn't do
I
that.
I play FIFA.
Yeah. We're FIFA guys. Johnny, it's time to wrap up this podcast. But you keep talking, so I just want to let you know we're done.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, edit like a FIFA tribute. Edit like the biggest, craziest FIFA, you know, tribute to the game series. And I'm talking FIFA. Dedicated. Like, it's long. It's kind of spans the whole history. You know, just really get detailed.
Not winning 11-17.
Don't hold back. Just
don't
really back. A huge FIFA tribute.
Yeah.
Effects, FIFA. Maybe do digital versions of us as players, you know, get some CGI in there, After Football. Effects, you know, just go nuts and have it be almost like it's a new, you know.
Johnny, I would like to see you on green screen pretending to juggle a ball with your feet, like kicking it like a good soccer player, just juggling it.
Speaking
like
Brazilian.
The ultimate hacky sack player, but you're with a soccer ball. And then you just like After Effects the soccer ball in there bouncing around.
Should I get the footage right now?
And you do 21 consecutive kicks in a row.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you're going to need the green screen footage. Yeah. So go let's ahead just end with that. Yeah, get some green screen there.
Speak
get rid
Portuguese.
Of that comfy chair.
Speak Portuguese like you're on the Brazilian national team.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, bend it.
4, yeah. 5, oh. 6, 7, 8, nice.
9, 10, yeah. Okay.
He's going to 21, Rocco.
Oh my god, he's gone past.
Okay, kick.
Oh. He's getting stupid with
two
that.
More.
He's getting
two
stupid
more.
With that.
Oh, the goalie's distracted. Shoot it.
Oh, you use your hands.
Shoot for the goal.
What the fuck?
Goal! Goal!
Is Mick Moranis okay?
Goal!
Shut up.
Somebody tell this clown to shut up.
Guys, October 17th, 4 p.m., Saturday, October 17th, we are doing Mega 64 Interactive Hell Festival. It's going to be a fun stream. We're going to do all the fun fall stuff. You know, you name it, we got it. We're going to be carving pumpkins. We're going to be saying spooky stuff. It's going to be a whole evening of fun. So I hope you'll tune in at this very Twitch channel, twitch.tv/mega64podcast. We're going to be streaming through the evening a whole bunch of fun stuff. So I hope you guys will tune in. It's going to
Y'all better tune in because we are going to have hours and hours of brand new, never before seen exclusive Halloween content. It's going to be the scariest Saturday of all of October, and that is including Halloween itself.
Yeah.
We've been creating such fantastic shit. Seasonal shit.
Yeah.
I should find a better word. great Halloween-themed content for weeks and weeks, and we're not even done. We're super excited. We can't wait. The 17th is going to be a special event, so clear your calendar. You have plenty of time. I don't want any excuses. Are you working that day? You got two
not
weeks.
Anymore.
Ask for it off.
Yeah.
Family engagement. Sorry, COVID, self isolation. You're stuck at home now.
Yeah. Whatever you
can
do.
Tune in and watch us. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, me too.
How are you guys feeling?
Oh, I'm hyped.
So this is the most excited I've been all year for anything we've done.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the spirit, you know. And I didn't know if I would be, because the way this year unfolded, I was like, maybe Halloween is just gonna pass by. But no, we're gonna have some fun on this stream. And as always too, we've got a ton of programming planned for that day. But as always too, we will have some exclusive stuff on our store. So stay tuned for that. I'm thinking next week's podcast we'll show all that stuff. Because I think this event is only a couple weeks away from
it
at this point. So we'll debut all that stuff later. But there's some really cool stuff. There's stuff I want that we're going to have. So I'm really excited about that. But overall, so hyped for the actual stream that day. And stay tuned for that. I think there's a lot of fun stuff going on later this month. So we'll keep you posted on that. Adieu.